today as they begin the second half of the conference.
Yeah, and this is a focus game. And the reason I say it's a focus game is because a couple things. Obviously, Brooks Barnheiser, he's out. Changes kind of your prep. Didn't know that going into the game. So your prep is a little bit different. So you have to stay focused because you learn it a couple of hours before the game starts. Number two, you're playing against Nick Martinelli, who still is really tough when you look at what he's able to do, how he's able to score the basketball. You know, second in the Big Ten in scoring. So you still have to be dialed into what he's doing. And then the third part of this is a game that can get you because you're on the road. You're playing a team that wants to play slower than you. So when it's shot clock, they're going to run the shot clock down to 10 and get into the ball screen action. How do you do that? A lot of teams are wanting to get up and down more. This team in Northwestern, they're different than most teams that you play. So you have to be really, really disciplined because if you're not, they're going to make you pay for it. They're trying to shrink this game down. They're trying to limit possessions. So you have to stay focused on what you're trying to do.
It's really interesting. Just talking to some of the Northwestern folks and said, "But how ironic is this? They're talking to Chris Collins and you have to watch the tempo here against a team like Wisconsin."
Exactly right.
Those are questions that you generally didn't pose to an opposing coach before facing the Badgers. But in terms of tempo on a national scale, and it's all relative, but Wisconsin is 152. Northwestern is 304.
Well, and that's why, again, I say focus, right? Paying attention to it. Because if you make those mistakes, if you have the quick bad shots, now all of a sudden you've got to play defense for all 30 seconds.
And as for Northwestern's defense, it can create a lot of turnovers. It averages about 8 steals a game. So
third in the Big Ten, right?
Court.
I mean,
yep.
It's, you know, when you hear that number 8, you don't think it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And you realize it's third in the Big Ten, and that's what they do. And Ty Berry, normally coming off the bench here recently, now in the starting lineup, he's really good at creating those steals. He averages 1.5 steals a game. Now they lose Brooke Barnheiser, who gave them 2.3 a game. But they're going to get in passing lanes, and they're going to make it difficult.
Heath Kimball, Michael Irving, and Mike Littlewood are your officials. Northwestern has elected to go with the black unis, a little gold trim. Badgers in the white unis, Cardinal and a little black trim. As well, the player design. Western Wildcats, Matthew Nicholson and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center. And the tap will go to Wisconsin from our vantage point by the Badgers bench. Wisconsin moves to our right of the first half. We're underway. John Blackwell against Jalen Leach. Tanjay left wing goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Single coverage at the moment from Nicholson. The double from Martinelli. A feed for Winter. Klesman, extra pass, right corner. Blackwell for three. Around the rim and out, no good. Ty Berry the rebound.
The reason Temple's also slow for Northwestern is because they guard on that end.
That was a
good defense possession.
Northwestern moving to our left. Cherevino throwing to Martinelli on the left wing. Feeds Nicholson top of the circle. Now Jalen Leach dribbles to the right wing. Pivots. And he'll throw it out to Nicholson. Hands it back to Leach. Snaps off a three up top. 3-0 Northwestern.
And he's been so good over his last 4 games, averaging 18.5. He's really got this team going offensively.
And we mentioned pre-tip. He was 11-22 from 3 over those last 4 games. Klesman, left of the circle, feeds Crowell. He's open. He'll try the 3. That's off the left side iron. No good. Nick Martinelli, the rebound. Minute gone by, 3-0 Northwestern. Cherevino open, catching, shooting, left wing, no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Max Klesman. And Max will bring it up the floor against Jalen Leach, right side of the offensive end. Klesman on a left-hand dribble, throws to Winter, feeding Blackwell, drives on Berry, baseline left, into a double team, and a blocking foul is called.
But when I say Northwestern's a good defensive team, that's a great example. There's always going to be bodies somewhere. Now, that's a block charge, but there's 3 bodies on the drive. That's something that John Blackwell and John Tanja need to be aware of, especially after that Maryland game, get a couple of offensive fouls in that game.
Angelo Cherevino, the freshman, called for that foul, and Chris Collins already going to his bench. Justin Mullins, 6'6 junior out of Oak Park, Illinois, will come in for Cherevino. We're 1:16 into the game, 3-0 Northwestern. Blackwell baseline left, will throw it inbounds to Tanjay. He's open, flips a 3 left corner. That's off the iron, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Nick Martinelli of Northwestern. And the Badgers an 0-for here, their first couple of possessions. Martinelli on the left wing. Nolan Winter defending, a screen for Nicholson. Martinelli, let's fly a 3 left of the circle, no good. Crowell the rebound for the Badgers. John Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. Angles to the right side. Jalen Leach provides the defense. Crowell with a pass for Klusman, high on the left. Mack starts off the wing. Pivots, free throw line, into Crowell, mid post left. Now ducks in, right shoulder turn, up the left shoulder turn, up right hand, no good. Nicholson the rebound for Northwestern. The Badgers have missed their first four shots of the game. Jalen Leach out high. It's a screen from Nicholson. Leach to the free throw line. Now works right of the lane. Puts it up off the window and in. And it's 5-0 Northwestern. 2 minutes, 15 seconds into the game. Blackwell high on the right. Throws to Winter. Rotates Klusman left wing. Ty Berry defending. Max whips at the crowd between the circles. Stevie looks left. He'll throw it right on a short pass to John Tanjay. Dribbles off the right wing, pivots, right elbow jump, off the rim, no good. Rebound Leach, Badgers 0 for 5 to start the game. Leach to the front court, a pull up, 3 up top, short. Long rebound out to Leach, finds Berry, he'll try a 3 right side. And it's good, and it's 8-0 Northwestern. Timeout Wisconsin, as the Wildcats have come out popping, while the Badgers have come out clanking. 17-17 left in the first half, 8-0 the Wildcats. We'll keep it here.
I think the biggest thing right now is the reason I say absolutely with a quick timeout is where's the energy level? Offensively, is the ball moving a whole lot? Are you getting multiple actions? You've seen some missed layups. You've seen some bad shots. Defensively, closeouts aren't there. I think this is a really good one by Coach Gard to be able to just kind of reset. I mean, it's 8-0. Just breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe. Yep. Just slow down and breathe.
Do what has gotten you 16
absolutely,
wins
right?
Here like, this season.
And you've gotten away from it, and obviously you... And the other reason it's a great timeout is Ty Berry just banged a 3.
Yeah.
You don't want to let him get going. I mean, he hasn't played great last two, obviously. You know, the third game, he has that big game against Indiana with 23 points. You don't want to let him have one of those games against you.
Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin, along with Klusman, Blackwell, and Nolan Winter. As we play on here in Evanston, Klusman out high, a screen from Winter, Max right side, takes it off the wing, stops in the lane. He'll pivot at the free throw line, finds Carter Gilmore, and he'll give it up to Blackwell, high on the left, takes it between the circles. He'll toss it back to Gilmore, shot clock at 10, Winter wraps it right side for McGee. Kamari will use the screen from Winter out front, 5 to shoot, McGee right of the lane, and it's stolen, just ripped away by Ty Berry, turnover Wisconsin.
We've seen it, I mean, he averages a steal and a half a game. You know his hands are going to be around.
Jalen Leach walks into the front court for the Wildcats. 3:20 gone by, 8-0 Northwestern. Leach off the high screen for Nicholson. At the top, rocks the dribble, left elbow jump, in and out, no good. Rebound tip, scrambled, and coming up with it is Nolan Winter for the Badgers. Now Klusman, right side of the front court for Wisconsin. Max bobbling that dribble around, able to get control. They get it to Blackwell, cuts off the left wing in the lane to the cup, and the layup is good, and the lid is off the basket for Wisconsin. 8-2 Northwestern. We're 3:50 into the game, and here comes Nick Martinelli for the Wildcats. Martinelli at the center circle, little hand off to Mullins, right hand toss, Berry. Gets it to Leach right wing, feeds Nicholson at the top of the circle. A hand off to Leach, throws it to Mullins, goes inside, Martinelli catches, single coverage Gilmore. Now the dig from Blackwell, knocked it away, but they'll get Blackwell for the foul. And we'll have our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 15:52 left in the first half. Northwestern 8, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big on your next project right now in Menards. Get cleaner clothes and softer skin with Morton Water Softeners. Morton's Wi-Fi integration allows for tracking and alerts, which puts you in control of your water while at home or away. Morton's Look Ahead technology learns and predicts your water needs, saving you money. Save big on Morton Water Softeners. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
WRJN is your home for local news and timeless hits. And every Saturday from 10 to 2, Terry Havel brings you Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a great reminder of what the roots of rock and roll were really all about from the 50s, 60s, into the 70s. From 10 until 2, Terry has the stories, the facts, some of the fiction, and always great trivia that goes along with rock and roll. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. Northwestern 8, Wisconsin 2, 15:52 left in the first half.
And let's see where that foul with John Blackwell goes early in this game. Obviously, don't want to pick up that second, but he didn't need to reach on that one.
He's in the lineup right now. Jalen Leach, baseline left, inbounds to Keenan Fitzmaurice. And for the first time, another one of those big seven-footer, sixth-year player. Transfer out of Stony Brook. Started his career at Stanford. Now here's Martinelli. Baseline right jumper, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. Well, mid-range J, and you say mid-range, that's a big part of what Northwestern has been doing this season. Shooting more threes lately. Matter of fact, has already tried five threes in the early minutes today. Here's Kamari McGee to the front court. Gets around Gilmore, feeds Klesman. Baseline left, driving, tried to dish it into Crowd. It's batted around inside. It's last touch. Earlier save by Crowd.
And it's just too tough of a pass to catch. Max's idea is right, but you can't throw that at the knees of a big fella. And it's not me because I'm a big fella, but like, it's just too hard to touch, to catch.
John Tanjay will come in.
There's a reason Max is coming out.
Yeah, had a little scowl going. Yeah. It's like, you probably saw that coming.
Exactly.
15-20 left first half, 8-2 Northwestern with the ball is Mullins. High on the left, he'll work it up top. Berry for three straight away. Thuds off the back rim, no good. Badgers dodged one. Crowell the rebound. Here's McGee, left side of the front court. Drops it to Crowell at the top. Hands off to John Tanjay. Turns the corner, right of the lane. In heavy traffic inside, and his shot is rejected out of bounds. And that was Fitzmaurice letting everybody know who rejected that shot.
But there's going to be body. I mean, again, how many bodies were down there again? Three.
Yeah.
Like that. Just anytime you drive Northwestern defensively, they're extremely good. They're going to be there.
Kamari McGee, baseline right, will inbound. He goes into Crowell. Stevie, right of the lane, takes a hand off to Blackwell. Now loops it to John, right of the circle. Shot clock is at 10. Blackwell rocks the dribble, snaps off a three, nailed it. John Blackwell, 35% from distance coming into the game, and it's now 8-5 Northwestern.
And they're going to look at that at the next break, too, to make sure it was a three.
At the moment, we'll say 8-5. Mullins throwing to Fitzmaurice at the top of the circle. As Crowell sags off the Northwestern big.
Good job by Kamari McGee right there.
He's just locking up Jalen Leach. They couldn't get it to him. Now Cherevino with the ball back into the lineup. Right of the lane. Goes out to Martinelli. Slips a pass to Cherevino. Right of the key and a shot fake. And buying it was Gilmore. And then Carter closed and closed too tightly. Picks up his first foul.
And, Matt, that happened with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now it'll be another 20, but they got to guard again for 15 seconds. That's what the way Northwestern's going to play offensively. And then defensively, they're going to make it extremely tough.
14-24 left first half, 8-5 Northwestern. Martinelli throws it into Jalen Leach. Leach bounces to Martinelli against Gilmore on the left wing. Martinelli starts to back. Mid post, curls up top, finds Mullins. Mullins knocked away by Gilmore, and then it goes off the leg of Mullins, able to retrieve it with the shot clock at 5. Leach lets it fly for 3, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Carter Gilmore for Wisconsin. He'll hand it to Blackwell, and here comes the sophomore out of Michigan to the front court along the left sideline. We see Nolan Winter checking in, next whistle. Gilmore hands off to McGee. Kamari to the top. Leaves it for Crowell. A flip for Tanjay high on the left. Tanjay passes off to Gilmore. Sends it back to Tanjay. Loops it inside. Crowell catches. Left of the lane. The double from Martinelli. Helping out Fitzmaurice. Retreating as Crowell finds Blackwell. Lost the handle. Loose. It's tapped out of bounds. And it'll be Wisconsin ball with 2.8 on the shot clock. Nolan Winter will come back in, replacing Carter Gilmore.
And right now, offensively, Wisconsin just doesn't have that chemistry it normally has. A lot of that has to do with just Northwestern's defense, though. Their bodies are flying.
2.8 on the shot clock. McGee baseline left will inbound. Looking, they get it into Blackwell for 3 left corner. That got blocked by Cherevino. Winter was there low on the left. Missed it inside, but
I think they have a foul.
Yeah, I thought they called the foul. At first, I thought they were pointing to the shot clock, but a foul was called as Nolan Winter in the right spot. Chris Collins campaigning that the shot clock expired. And the officiating,
they are going to have to talk about this one, because now I do think it was a foul. Mullins was blocking out, and they're going to look at this to see if it was a shot clock violation. But Mullins was blocking out, and Nolan catches it because it was blocked.
Yep.
And then Nolan goes up and shoots, and Mullins has contact there. I think there's going to be 2 free throws. I mean, if you call the foul, which they called the foul, they can't take that away. Only if the shot clock didn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they're checking with 13:34 left of the first half. Northwestern 8, Wisconsin 5. So, like 6.5 minutes in the game, they have a first replay review. You know,
it's all right.
Want to get it right.
Got to get
technology,
it right.
Technology, right?
You have to. I still can't pair my iPhone to my Bluetooth stuff half the time. Technology sometimes is good, but I'll tell you, it's frustrating sometimes,
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Sometimes the iWatch works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, or Ring or whatever it is, connects, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm a pen and paper kind of guy.
That's why we turn to Dave all the time. Dave, you going to help
Dave
us out with this? He rolls his eyes, says again.
Yeah, again. Bingo. But I do think this is going to be 2 free throws for Nolan Winter, is what I would take it as.
Yeah, this is taking a little bit of time to check this out. In the meantime, we'll tell you America Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more.
That being said, Nolan should have also made the layup.
And they will say 2 shots. Yeah, he should have. Should have been an and one. But it is 2 free throws coming up for Nolan Winter.
Because if they call the foul, what did happen before the shot clock?
So it is on Justin Mullins, his first, team second. Nolan, an 81% free throw shooter.
And I would say a break there for Wisconsin.
Yes.
I mean, even though Mullins was engaged, it didn't look like there was a lot there. Especially what we've seen the last couple of games, UCLA, Nebraska, Maryland, the physicality of the league's increased here recently.
Badgers remain the top free throw shooting team in the country. Scuffled a bit in the game against Maryland as Nolan hits the first free throw. So Northwestern has scored the game's first 8 points. The Badgers the next 6. And a chance to add to that here for Nolan Winter, the 6'11 sophomore at Lakeville, Minnesota. Free throw straight through. After the review, the 2 made free throws, the Badgers are within 1, 8-7 Northwestern. Jalen Leach up the floor for the Wildcats, shadowed by Kamari McGee. Fitzmaurice the high screen. Heads from Crowell. Leach dribbling into the lane. Leach backing on McGee. Tanjay trying to tie him up. Ball loose. Bodies on the floor. Held ball
Jump
arrow
ball stays
at Northwestern.
Yeah.
14 on the shot clock here for the Wildcats. Max Klesman started to pop off the bench, but
Kamari McGee's been really, really good here on Jalen Leach. Obviously, Jalen Leach got going early, but Kamari slowed him down.
Leach will inbound baseline right, and he'll float it out to Nick Martinelli about between the circles. Now picked up by Tanjay on the switch. High on the left, a handoff to Cherubino off the left wing in the lane, up right hand, back iron, no. Crow had the rebound, lost the ball, but right there to clean it up is Kamari McGee. Badgers down one, about 7 minutes in. McGee finds Crow right of the circle against Fitzmaurice. Bounce pass, Tanjay, and a whistle, and a foul is called. Trying to squeeze through a tight space there along the right baseline. Nick Martinelli called for the foul. That'll be his first. And now Max Klesman will come in, and he'll sub in for John Blackwell. And K.J. Windham is in for Northwestern, 6'3 freshman out of Indianapolis. Carter Gilmore subs for Crow.
And this is a game where it's going to be tough to play the two bigs just based on the personnel that Northwestern has.
McGee inbounding to Nolan Winter on the right side, flips to Klesmet. Max, right of the lane, out to Gilmore for three, up top, in and out, no good. Cherubino the rebound. 12:50 left in the half, 8-7 Northwestern. Jalen Leach slowly walks it through the center circle. Kamari McGee in the defensive stance. Leach at the midcourt logo. Angles to his right along the sidelines. Hooks a pass inside Fitzmaurice. Faces up right of the lane. 10-footer is good over Nolan Winter. Keenan Fitzmaurice averages about a point and a half a game. This is his 11th appearance this season. 10-7 Northwestern. Klesman bounces the Winter out left of the wheel. He'll hand off to Tanjay. Curls around the Winter screen. Now Tanjay hooks a pass into Nolan. Backing low on the left. One pump. Up right hand. Short. Rebound back tap. McGee is there. Finds Max. Klesman with a jab step. Martinelli closing on Klesman. They go into Winter, who's double teamed, and a bad pass stolen away by Martinelli. Lead feed to Cherubino, and it goes off of his hand and out of bounds. So they trade turnovers, and we'll have a 12-minute media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brewpub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Wisconsin Basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. 12 minutes left in the first half. Northwestern 10, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Expect it happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. Exactly 12 minutes left of the first half. Northwestern 10, Wisconsin 7.
You said Wisconsin 7 points. Here's another number if we're going to throw numbers out there. One assist. Now, I know they only have two main field goals because they're 2 of 11.
Yeah.
So you can't really have an assist when you're not making shots. However, what it tells me, because they don't have the assist and they're 2 of 11, that they're not moving the ball and they're not playing with the pace that they need to play at right now on the offensive end. And that's, to me, that's what my eyes are telling me too. The numbers are telling me it, but my eyes are telling me it too.
Three turnovers for Wisconsin. Teams just traded miscues going into that media timeout.
And anytime the ball goes in the post, Northwestern's doubling it as well. So obviously, yeah, that's going to throw that away. But if they're doubling that and you're playing with confidence out of the double team, you should get a lot of a hockey assist.
Yeah.
One pass to one more for an open look, and they're not getting that right now.
And Northwestern, a physical team. We've talked about it. They've got that front line. It's like almost an offensive line. Now, we're going back a lot of years. Talking about guys 260, 280 pounds, but they're not afraid to bump you around.
Yeah.
They have modest statistics, but sometimes you got to look a little deeper than basic stats to really discover the value. Keenan Fitzmaurice remains in the game. He got his psychology degree, by the way, at Stanford, Butchie, and his MBA at Stony Brook. He sounds a lot like myself. Yeah, sure you do. here's Carter Gilmore out between the arcs for Wisconsin. Gilmore flips to Klesman, high on the left. Muller, Windham defending. Max, left of the lane, curls to the elbow, finds Tanjay. Tanjay puts it on the deck, baseline right, 10 to shoot. Tanjay whips a pass, nice catch. Gilmore in the lane, gets it out of there to Max. He'll turn, tries the three, around the rim and out, no good. Windham the rebound for Northwestern. 11:30 left of the first half, 10-7 the Wildcats. Jalen Leach up the floor for Northwestern. Klesman trying to blow up that dribble handoff. They get it to Windham. They work to Martinelli on the left wing. Now Fitzmaurice top of the circle. Feeds Cherubino outside left, and he throws it away, trying to buzz it into Fitzmaurice at the left block, and it sails out of bounds. John Blackwell will come back in for Wisconsin, replacing Kamari McGee.
This is a team in Northwestern that does not turn the ball over a lot. Only 10 first in the league.
Matthew Nicholson back in for the Wildcats as Fitzmaurice will sit down. It remains 10-7 Northwestern, 11-16 left in the first half. Blackwell brings it up for the Badgers, throwing to Carter Gilmore. Gets it to Klesman. Max, right lane line, attacking, up right hand over everything, no good. And the rebound to Nicholson. Outlet to Jalen Leach. Leach outside right. High screen Nicholson. Blocked out Blackwell, picked up by Nolan Winter on the switch. Cherubino outside right. He wanted to go inside to Nicholson. Blackwell gets in there for the steal. What hustle from Blackwell. And here comes John to the front court for Wisconsin. Blackwell left wing, feeds Gilmore. Turned down the three. Finds Blackwell left point. Blackwell drives on Martinelli. Pull up left baseline jump. No good. Rebound. Carter Gilmore getting inside of Nicholson. Terrific offensive rebound for Gilmore. Carter at the top. He'll hand off to Blackwell to the free throw line. His pass intended for Winter. Batted off Cherubino. He dives to the floor. Blackwell to the floor. Cherubino comes up with it. Gets it to Martinelli up the right wing. Pushed it up. No, but a foul.
We can't watch the basketball.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it starts there. It's a 50-50 ball. It goes off John. John is slow. And I that might be the first time in his entire career that I said John was slow.
Yeah. Almost stopped.
Right? Almost stopped. Yeah. Cherubino, now, I know that they thought it went off him, so maybe John thought it was going to be an over-the-back. Mm. But Cherubino dives for the ball, gets the ball, then Martinelli scores. And then that's the second one on John. Because John's trying not to foul.
Yep.
So I talked about that with 18 or 17 minutes left in the first half when he got the first one because he reached. That's why you can't reach that situation the first one because now the second one goes. And now where does John go? The bench.
Yeah, it does. Martinelli made the first free throw. Likewise, the second. 12-7 Northwestern. So McGee, Tanjay, Klesman, Gilmore, and Crowell, the five of the floor. Janicki will check in at the next opportunity. 10:09 left of the first half. Here's Tanjay on the right side. Steps back, can't get loose. In the crowd, they wanted that give and go. And a whistle as the ball gets batted out of bounds. And a foul is called here against the Wild. That actually just went out of bounds.
Yep. Beg your pardon. Kickball 20-20 now back on the shot clock. And line out of bounds. That play, you got to match energy right now.
You got to
turn it now.
Janicki in for Klesman. McGee baseline right will throw it in. He finds Crowell, right wing. 10 minutes left, first half, 12-7 Northwestern. Tanjay, baseline right. He's in a crowd, and his pass slips through, and it's picked up by Martinelli, diving for it. Here comes Leach with numbers, fans it out Windham, open three, right corner. Too long, no good. Rebound tip to Gilmore. And here comes Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. He doesn't have numbers. He'll slow it down, gets a high screen from Crowell, poked away behind, out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Now, I'm going to say it again, Matt. You have to match the energy.
Yeah.
Right now, every 50-50 balls going to Northwestern.
Yeah, this again without Brooks Barnheiser, this is just
it's
predictable that Northwestern was going to have.
And you're still only down five, so you're fine. But don't let this continue to grow.
9:37 left in the half. 12-7 Northwestern. Xavier Amos in for the Badgers now. Here's Stephen Crowell against Nicholson. Backing his crowd. Draws the double for Martinelli. Turns baseline. Finds Tanjay. Went through his hands. Here's Mullins. Another Wisconsin turnover ahead to Ty Berry on the left wing. Berry against Xavier Amos. Rocks the dribble. He'll throw it to Nicholson. Back to Berry. Free throw line. Tried to slip it to Nicholson. Stolen away by Kamari McGee. Here's McGee right sideline to the front court. Hits the brakes. Finds Crowell, inside feed, Amos, low on the left, darts to Tanjay, three shot left corner, in and out, no good, they'll get Janicki for the foul, flying in there for the rebound. And the Badgers are 1 of 8 from three, 2 of 15 overall.
You're seeing 6 turnovers from Wisconsin and 4 turnovers for Northwestern. Both teams do a really good job of taking care of the ball. Wisconsin only averages 10.3, Northwestern 10. Northwestern, you have an explanation for it. Brooks Barnheiser is normally that point forward. He's out of the game. You know, won't be in the game this entire the game today.
Here's Windham throwing to Martinelli out right of the circle. Martinelli backing on Kamari McGee. Backing, right lane line. Now steps through, goes up, way off the mark. Nicholson there, knocked away. It's loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Nicholson, diving for it, trying to keep it in play. And that's some pretty good interior D from the Wisconsin Badgers. 8:44 left in the first half. It is 12-7 Northwestern. Scoring points right now is like squeezing a blood, trying to squeeze blood from a turnip. With the ball is Stephen Crowell, hands off to Janicki on the left side. Janicki on the wing, covered up by Windham, throws it into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Nicholson, single coverage at the moment, quick turn baseline, Crowell, low on the left, now gets doubled, out to Tanjay, 5 to shoot. Tanjay working on Windham, baseline left, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Janicki lets it fly up top, too long, no good. Ty Berry the rebound. The Badgers now have missed 14 of their first 16 shots.
You eat a lot of turnips?
The bloodless ones,
yeah.
Here's KJ Windham. High on the left, throwing to Martinelli at the edge of the center circle. Xavier Amos is on Martinelli, lost the handle, and he's digging for it, and then a bailout foul there. I think Xavier Amos, and it is, and the foul on X will be his first. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit FSC.com to learn more. 7:49 left of the first half. Wisconsin 12, Northwestern 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at Madison.com/story. 7:49 left of the first half. Northwestern 12, Wisconsin 7. I'm here to educate. A few minutes ago, I said scoring points is like squeezing blood from a turnip. My man here never has heard that saying before.
Well, no,
until today.
I mean, I thought turnips were something you eat. I didn't realize. Like,
but
I didn't know there's
Googled,
blood, and I had to Google it. I found that it's a root vegetable, and I'm learning something every day. Now, I know why the pick and roll isn't working. I know why the Badgers only have 7 points, and I can figure out that stuff. But the turnip,
I'm just here to help you.
Well, and I need all the help I can get, obviously. I mean, we know that. There's no secrets. Now, it's bad draw offense. They need some help, too. Stop turning the ball over. 6 of them.
Jalen Leach, sideline right, inbounding. Couple of pass fakes. Just gets it in time to Martinelli. Flips it back to Leach. Kicks it to Mullins. Left corner three is off the iron. No good. Kamari McGee, the rebound. 7:40 left in the first half. We talked about the Badgers shooting lows. Northwestern not really lighting it up either. 4 of 16. Xavier Amos, Chicago native. Going to Janicki between the circles. Now Crowell turns to right wing for Tanjay. Tanjay against Martinelli. A step back three on the way is good for John Tanjay. 41% from distance coming into the game. Badgers within two.
You felt there was going to be a step back coming at some point for John Tanjay because they're kind of giving him that based on how they were guarding it with the switches.
12-10 Northwestern, 7-10 left in the first half. Jalen Leach out high against Kamari McGee. Leach kills the dribble, loops it to Fitzmaurice back in there, faces up on Crowell. Now starts the back, mid post right, turns, pumps, skips, Mullins, left corner three, good.
He's only shooting at 18%.
Technical foul. Keith Kimble. A technical foul assessed. I believe they're pointing to Mullins here. So it's 15-10. Yeah, they do assess it to Justin Mullins. So give him two. So he hit the three. I didn't see the whatever gesture he made to warrant the technical.
I didn't see it either.
John Tanjay will shoot the technical free throws, and he makes the first. It's 15-11 Northwestern. Justin Mullins is now 5 for 23 from distance this season. That's like a Deshaun Harris-Smith three from Maryland the other night as Tanjay hits both free throws.
But it doesn't hurt as much because you get technical. So, you know, you look at it, just it's a one-point advantage for you.
And the Badgers will have the ball. So Tanjay hits both free throws. Point of interruption. Badgers on offense. 15-12 Northwestern. 6:50 left in the half. Kamari McGee to the front court. Bounces the crowd left of the circle. Crowell with a flip for Tanjay. High on the left. John. Pass deflected by Cherevino. Tanjay runs it down. Just inside a half court. 12 to shoot. Tanjay left foul on extended. Finds Crowell. Open three. Left wing. Air ball caught by Janicki. Out to Tanjay for three. Straight on. Straight in. John Tanjay.
I was going to say 8 quick points for John Tanjay.
Tied at 15 with 6:20 left in the first half. Here's Jalen Leach for Northwestern. Setting the floor as McGee defends. Leach at the edge of the midcourt logo. Whips it to Cherevino with the right wing. Tanjay knocked it away. Cherevino gets it back and a pass out to Leach. High screen Martinelli. Leach now picked up by Xavier Amos on the switch. Leach trying to go to work. Baseline left. Stops inside the block out to Berry. Good look at a three straight away. Bangs off the rim. No good. Rebound ripped away by Xavier Amos of Wisconsin. And here comes Tanjay to the front court. High screen crowd. Tanjay another three. Heat check. He hit it. Oh, he is hot. John Tanjay has lifted Wisconsin into the lead. Timeout, Chris Collins.
11 straight points will do that for you.
That is what you call a heater.
Yes.
5:40, 30-second timeout taken by Northwestern. 5:45 left of the half, 18-15, Wisconsin.
Well, it started with the step back three as the first three he made, and it got him going. Then, obviously, the technical, he gets two free throws, starts feeling a little bit more comfortable. And then the other two threes, Northwestern somehow just loses them. The last one, Northwestern was doing a good job of handling that inside ball screen action. They ended up going under that, which I don't know how you go under on John Tanjay, but the way that he's shooting the ball this year, they do. He's going to make it pay.
Tanjay, over the last three games, ever since that scoreless outing at USC, he's averaging 24.5 a game and 16 of 26 from three. That was coming into the game. He's 3 of 5 from distance here in the first half this afternoon. So both coaches have needed a timeout here in this first half. 5:45 left in it. 18-15, Wisconsin, as the Badgers have the lead for the first time. Here's Jalen Leach. He'll bring it up the floor for the Wildcats. Shadowed by McGee, a pass for Martinelli. At the top by Cherubino, back to Martinelli, left block, up over Crowell, and good.
Good time out there.
18-17, Wisconsin, 5:25 left till halftime. First bucket for Martinelli, he has two free throws to go with it. Xavier Amos up top finds Tanjay high on the left against Cherubino. Tanjay going to work in the lane. Knocked away. Foul called on Nicholson. Is Tanjay, the grad transfer, working on the freshman Angelo Cherubino. A blow by there, and then trying to fill was Nicholson, and he is guilty of his first foul and team foul number 5. Both teams with 5 fouls. McGee baseline rights will throw it in. Flips it to Crowell, the right wing. These are for Tanjay, and he walked the ball, trying to show and go on the right side, and that's turnover number 7 for Wisconsin. 1-point lead for the Badgers, 5:10 left in the half. Here's Jalen Leach to the front court for Northwestern. Leach pounds the dribble, edge of the center circle, directing some traffic, angles right. He'll throw it to Martinelli on the right wing. Crowell defending Martinelli, sizes it up. He'll try the three. He'll hit it on the right side.
Yeah, and all the running is just a simple floppy action. It's just two down screens, and Wisconsin switched that for some reason. I don't know why they had to switch that action. There wasn't much there.
20-18, Northwestern, 4:40 left in the half. Janicki feeds Crowell left of the circle. Crowell one dribble, gives off to Tanjay against Cherubino. Baseline left, into the lane, and into the paint, and scoring is John Tanjay. Boy, he's liking that matchup against Cherubino. We're tied at 20 with 4:25 left in the half.
Yeah, Northwestern going with the floppy action. Just stay attached if you're the guards.
Jalen Leach against Kamari McGee. A bounce for Barry. Open for three. Right wing. He hit it.
And Janicki, he's got to stay attached.
Yeah.
I know it's tough. It's a tough, but you got to stay attached.
23-20 Northwestern with 4 minutes left till halftime. McGee on the right side. Throws it out to Crowell. High on the right. Nicholson comes out on him. Crowell into Tanjay. Baseline right against Cherubino. Cherubino trying to D him up. A step back three for Tanjay. Yes! Oh, John Tanjay on fire in the first half. Tied at 23.
Really on fire the last 4 minutes more than anything.
16 points in that span for Tanjay. 3:35 left to the break. Tied at 23. Nicholson at the top of the circle. The throw to Martinelli. Edge on the screen from Crowell. Amos picks him up. Cherubino open for three. Right side. Off the rim and out. No good. The rebound to Crowell of Wisconsin. And now Xavier Amos sends it to Kamari McGee. I think they might try to find Tanjay here.
I would say, yeah. Especially against Ty Berry in the post. Now the double team's going to come. How's John Reed?
Tanjay against Berry right now. Tanjay, baseline right. Berry cut him off. A feed for Janicki high on the right. Shot clock at 10. Now it's Xavier Amos out to Janicki. Long three, right of the circle. Short, no good. Rebound. Nick Martinelli of Northwestern. 2:55 left in the half. The Badgers and the Wildcats tied at 23. Jalen Leach, 6'4 grad transfer, 4 years at Fairfield. He sets the floor for the Wildcats. Bounce pass, Matthew Nicholson, left wing. Nicholson hands to Berry, squares up, tries a three, good. He's hot. That's 3 threes in the first half for Ty Berry. 26-23, Northwestern with 2:30 left in the half. Xavier Amos, edge of the center circle, throws to Tanjay high to the right. Berry defends Tanjay. They clear it right side for John. Hooks a pass, Amos at the top. Rotates Janicki high on the left. Janicki hits it to Crowell, back to Jack. Baseline left, Nicholson in his face, Leach as well. Janicki needs help. Five of the shot clock. McGee, right of the lane, goes up, knocked away Nicholson. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. With three in the shot clock, we'll have the under four media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 2:09 left of the first half, Northwestern 26, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. Glance at the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Washington defeated Minnesota this afternoon, 71-68. Later today, Michigan is at Rutgers. Michigan State will be at USC. We have 2:09 left in the first half. Northwestern 26, Wisconsin 23. John Tanjay has scored the last 16 points for the Badgers.
Is that good?
It's pretty good. It's
above average. I thought it was. Well, he's taken over the game for Wisconsin offensively, because offensively they still haven't found that chemistry, and it starts again. I use the word pace a lot when we talk about this Badgers offense, because it hasn't. The ball hasn't moved a whole lot. But you also look at this. There's three guys that have scored, and we've talked about the depth of this Wisconsin team being a strength of theirs. And the third person, Nolan Winter, he got his two on that offensive rebound off of an air ball.
Yeah, you're right.
So really, the only two guys to score have been John Blackwell and John Tanjay.
Yeah, the only buckets.
Right? As far as just getting to the basket, being aggressive. Nobody else has really done any of that. And so to only be down three here, I don't want to say you're feeling good, but
yeah, it could be a lot
worse.
You're
lucky in where you're at.
The Badgers will be inbounding with 3.1 on the shot clock. 2:09 left in the half. Wildcats up three. As Kamari McGee will inbound, he's got Klesmet, Winter, Gilmore, and Tanjay. Tanjay being checked by Blake Smith now, 6'6 junior. McGee, baseline right into Max, right corner. He'll let it fly for three, and that's an air ball. Tanjay the rebound, a shot clock violation. Can't get Max going here. They've been trying to get that shooting stroke going. He had seven rebounds the other night. Good assist to turnover ratio. But when you think of Max, you think of his ability to knock down shots.
Absolutely.
And that has just abandoned him for a good chunk of this season. Here's Leach, finds Perry, throws to Martinelli. He'll feed Smith on the left side. Smith against Tanjay with a minute 53 left in the first half. Smith kills the dribble, almost dragging a pivot foot, releases the pass. Yeah, here's Leach. Leach gets a high screen from Nicholson. Leach hooks it to Martinelli. Open three left of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. 1:38 left in the half, 26-23 Northwestern. McGee driving down the lane. Lost it as he went up. Regained control. Scores, count it, and a foul. Boy, he got hit as he was going up. The ball was flying out of his hands. But in midair, he gathered and finished and won. Nicholson, the foul.
I mean, that's his second. And those are the buckets. We've talked about others needing to step up. Derek Kamari just realizing that there's a gap to drive it. Why let Northwestern's defense get set? Mm-hmm. Don't go score.
He just darted down the lane.
Kamari McGee. Nice to be that fast.
20 out of 23 at the foul line this season. Eyes the rim. Free throw on the way. And it's in and out, no good. KJ Windham, the rebound. 26-25, Northwestern with 90 seconds left in the half. Jalen Leach against McGee, a screen from Martinelli. Leach high on the right, using another Martinelli screen, moving to his left, slips past Martinelli, right elbow. Leaner is good. Nick Martinelli gives Northwestern a three-point lead, 28-25, with a minute 10 left in the half. McGee sets the table for Wisconsin at the midcourt logo. Windham defends. McGee moving to his left. Gives it up to Tanjay. High on the left against Perry. Tanjay steps back. Lets it go. Three if it goes, and it's off the rim. He finally missed one. The rebound to Nick Martinelli with 50 seconds now left in the half. Cats up three.
They're going to run the same action they just ran.
Leach again, the high screen, turned it down for Martinelli. Takes a left foul line extended, retreats. Digging in there is McGee, knocked it loose. Leach will gather, screen from Fitzmaurice. Another one for Martinelli. Stamps off a three left of the circle. It's good. Second three for Jalen Leach, 31-25 Northwestern. And 28 seconds left in the half. Got about a 3 second and change difference. Game to shot clock. Red guard, I think, wants his guys to bleed that shot clock here. 1-4 flat look. Kamari McGee on the dribble near the center circle against Windham, who's getting up into him. Shot clock is at 8. McGee starts to go right of the lane. And a tough pass. It rolled out the clutch, but he can't control it. Loose left corner, and they get a held ball arrow, Wisconsin, with 2.5 on the shot clock.
They have two shoes on the floor on top of a jump ball. And right now, Wisconsin's trying to make some passes that just aren't there because
of
the way Northwestern's guarding it. They're really good defensively. 2.5. Yep.
2.5 on the shot clock, 5.6 on the game clock here in the half. 31-25 Northwestern. As Klesman will inbound left sideline near the corner. With KJ Windham in his face. Klesman looks, gets it to Winter, left side, one to shoot, hanging, firing, and that's a shot clock violation on the air ball.
That's the second one. Could possibly have been a third one already in the half for Wisconsin offensively. To me, and that I know with 2.5, but
1.9.
Keep him in front. Catch going forward.
Here's Barry. He'll launch it from beyond half court and missed it wide left. And the first half has come to an end. Well, an inspired first half from the Northwestern Wildcats without one of the league's top players in Brooks Barnheiser. But Chris Collins will take his team into the locker room with a 6-point lead. At the half at Evanston, Northwestern 31, Wisconsin 25. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When it comes to sports in Racine, WRJN has you covered. It's Brewer baseball right up until the postseason right here on WRJN. Of course, the Badgers, you're listening now. We've got most of those games throughout the season and Green Bay Packer football too. High school sports on Friday nights with Dick Graceffa. From timeless hits to local news to all your favorite sports, we have it all for you here on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. You're listening to WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
At the half in Evanston, Northwestern leads Wisconsin 31-25. The Badgers just 8 of 28 from the field in the first half of play. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Northwestern leads at the half 31-25. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation. In his first 2 years as a Badger, Max Klusman hit nearly 40% of his shots from the three-point line. Yes, those numbers are down so far this season, but as a assist-to-turnover ratio is very good. He had 7 rebounds against Maryland, and his head coach, Greg Gard, knows Max will just keep on working.
I think the biggest thing with Max is, and what we've tried to talk about, is not try to force it. You know, let things come to him. I know he's trying to shoot his way out of the slump, so to speak, but as I've told shooters for years, if you want to shoot a better percentage, take better shots. So for him, it's just he's pressing and trying to make something happen for his team. He needs to just let the offense and the ball work for him and take the ones that are good ones, and it'll become much easier and much less stressful for him if he just lets the ball and the offense work for him versus trying to hammer his way out, so to speak. Just smoothly sail your way out and continue to do other good things like he has been doing.
He is a veteran player, so maybe, and he's a fiery competitor. No one, anybody who's paid attention knows that. But because he's been through the ride here, that can help him as well get through this, knowing that there's other things he can do to help his team.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's doing everything else pretty well. He's shooting 86% from the line. I know when he missed those two last night, it's like there's an eclipse happening or something. And but the biggest thing for him is just, hey, relax, take good shots. Let the offense and the ball work for you. Let that find you. Don't go chasing it and, like I said, trying to pound your way out of it with a hammer. Just let it come to you and let it flow.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you're planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Continue with our halftime conversation. Throughout this game, we've talked about that big, strong front line that Northwestern has, led by Matthew Nicholson. Those guys have modest statistics, but all of them have a presence out there on the floor, which got us thinking about Ricardo Grepi. Maybe he's someone who could develop into that for